other things, and we'll be talking a lot about that. Actually, I'm just in my hotel room right now. Things get started later today, but I had to get down here. Either I had to do the show up there or down here. And if I did the show up there, time would have been tight anyway. So here I am, and I'll be heading walking the Skywalk from the Hyatt, where I am, over to the Wisconsin Center, where the convention is. I'll be doing that after the show, and we'll be talking a lot about what the convention will and won't be about, should and shouldn't be about, the media's role in that, and some goofballs' role in that. We'll get to all of that. However, Jason shared this with me, and I did not hear this story. And I never, Jason, is it Waseca or Waseca, Minnesota? It's Waseca, isn't it? I don't recall. Anyway, authorities said Thursday they prevented an unimaginable tragedy by foiling a teenager's elaborate plot to kill his family and bomb the junior and senior high schools in the southern Minnesota city. They arrested the 17-year-old Tuesday, charged him in juvenile court yesterday, attempted first-degree murder, 6 counts of possessing explosive or incendiary devices, and 2 counts of criminal damage to property. They say that he told police his goal was to kill as many students as he could. And some of you, I think, are in mistaken denial by saying that this trend isn't growing, and I think you want to deny it because the media obsesses on the firearms part of it. And I understand that, but I just still think you're wrong to deny that this is a growing problem. And the problem to which I refer is not guns. Now, obviously, bombs are. But that students in growing numbers, young people in growing numbers, are acting out this way. Why? What in society is doing this? And if you think I'm wrong, that this is a growing problem, and now at the moment I refer specifically to school-related episodes. I graduated from high school in 1979. How many incidents do you recall of students trying to perpetrate huge attacks on schools in this way? I remember none. I'm serious. To me, this is a phenomenon that for the most part, and I know, and then people go back to the Texas University shooting in 1966, which was completely anomalous, and there wasn't a lot of, you know, there really wasn't any after that. It certainly wasn't a trend the way it is now until the 1990s. You had Columbine and Paducah, and I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. But that seems to me when the numbers grew, and grew substantially. Why? Okay. And immediately the obsession is on the guns. By the way, remember the school stabbing a couple of weeks ago? You can be forgiven if you don't, because it has vanished. If you notice, we didn't learn anything about what a loner he is. We haven't learned anything about that. Everything else that goes into a school shooting, a mass shooting, gone from that story. Why? Because he used knives and not guns. So the story's not about him. The story isn't what drove him to do this, because he didn't use guns. He used knives. We have to stop making this about the guns or even the bombs. And I'm not saying you have a right to set off bombs. Don't misunderstand. And if you're Judd Lounsbury or some other room temperature IQ liberal listening, I'm not suggesting that the bombs are irrelevant. What I'm saying is we have to start thinking about what drives them to create bombs, what drives them to have this cache of weapons, what drives them to want to commit mass killings in their schools, because the number of people who want to do that is growing, and we have to stop denying that and examine in society what is creating that. And suddenly, here's what's interesting. Suddenly the rules are reversed. Historically, liberals have said conservatives don't give a rat's you know what about mental health issues. Now, when conservatives say, look, we have to look at these mental health issues, liberals say, no, it's the guns. It's all about the guns. We've had easy access to guns since the beginning of America. Why now are young people using guns in this fashion? And I have a number of theories, but I sure as hell don't know the answer. And you really don't either. Nobody does. But we need to find out why. Look, there's always been bullied kids. There's always been picked on kids. They didn't develop a cache of weapons and level the school, or try to. What has changed? And like I said, I can think of literally a dozen factors off the top of my head. But we do need to address what is changing. All right, it's 9:14. I am in Milwaukee to cover the state Republican convention. So in 5 minutes, we are going to start talking about the issues concerning the state Republican convention, what it should and shouldn't be about. Jason, you know what? We can take calls on that. If people want to call in on that, we can do that before we get to the convention. That's fine. It's 9:15.